This is a reading of the early lectures of Rudolf Steiner entitled The Christian Mystery. Lecture 3.3 is entitled The Intellect as a Gift from Lucifer, Its Future Transformation into a New Clairvoyance, given on April 29th, 1906 in Stuttgart. Today we want to discuss the functions ascribed to certain spiritual beings called luciferic. We will continue their strange connections with humanity. We will begin with the fact that the science of thinking, or reflection, did not begin before the 8th or 9th century before Christ. Anyone who studies the history of philosophy knows that it began with Thales of Miletus, who lived about 600 BC. Employing natural scientific observations, he once predicted an eclipse of the sun, which was an extraordinary achievement in those days. The philosophy of Western logic we have had only since the time of Aristotle. Before that, there was no teaching concerning thinking, because thinking itself, the abstract intellect, dawned only between 600 and 800 BC. Of course, the seeds of it were already present in the Atlantean race. It is true that we have an astronomy from the Chaldeans, the ancient Egyptians, and other Oriental peoples. But their astronomical knowledge originated in a deep underlying aptitude for clairvoyance. The intellect arose only half a millennium before Christ. This is related to a complete change in blood relationships and forms of marriage. These forms were entirely different from those of today. Among indigenous peoples of North America, sociologists have ascertained that relationships between male and female cousins are much more complicated than in our society. The Iroquois Indians, for example, consider both male and female cousins to be siblings on the father's side, but not on the mother's side, because men of the same age in a family could have all the women of the same age as wives. Therefore, the mother of a child was known exactly within a family, but not the father. The Iroquois maintain these relationships between relatives even today. Esotericism alone can give a proper explanation for these conditions. There are events to be noted that took place from 800 to 900 BC that point to the evolution of familial marriage into a form of marriage entered into by unrelated people. Earlier, the head of a family was the father of the tribe. Among the Germanic tribes, we find familial marriages even in later times, when the people of Africa and around the Mediterranean Sea had already advanced to the new form. In the Middle Ages, we find this transition glorified in German legends such as the Song of Gudrun. In his Germania, Tacitus speaks of the Germanic tribes and their ancestral father. This custom was dropped later. In the Song of Gudrun, the kings journeyed to distant lands in search of wives. In the legend of Siegfried, we have a description of how the new order rejects marriage of blood-related kin. The marriage of Sigmund and Sieglinde is prohibited by Frigga. Wotan was the one who founded the new kind of marriage of people unrelated by blood. This new form was introduced in the various races and peoples at different times. There is an unusual connection between the transition to the new form of marriage and the formation of the intellect. It is an esoteric truth that the marriage of people unrelated by blood has a deadening effect on a part of the etheric body. The forebrain is enlivened, while the old form of clairvoyance that grows through familial marriage is destroyed. The ability to comprehend something with thoughts is awakened. The new form of marriage is appropriate for humanity today, as was familial marriage in earlier times. Today, familial marriage has a damaging effect on the mental activity of children, particularly on the sense organ connected to the development of the intellect, the eye, EYE. That is why there is so much blindness in familial marriages. The brain is improved only by marriage between people who are unrelated by blood. This physiological fact is closely connected to the evolution of humankind. It was necessary in order to prepare for the appearance of Christianity. Could Christianity have developed under any other circumstances? It brings the love of soul to soul, the influence of one soul on another. The love of blood relatives first had to be overcome. The ethnic groups and races ripened for Christianity, in fact only when they had overcome love based on blood relationships. The ancient initiates of Egypt always came from the same family through many generations. As we look farther into history, it becomes clearer that the ancient wisdom was intuitive. Intellectual reflection is related to the condition of Christianity. Now, what was the relationship of the gods to human beings? In the course of their development, human beings will themselves become guides, and the gods themselves underwent a kind of human evolution on other planets, different from ours, but nevertheless similar. Those beings above developed themselves on the foundation of the lower. The human being and animals live from plants, which in turn live from minerals. The gods could never be if human beings were not. The same relationship exists between them. Then what do the gods need from us? They are nourished by our love. The division of the sexes took place. The real significance of nectar and ambrosia, the food of the gods, is the love of man and woman. This expresses an esoteric fact. Between the gods and human beings, there are other beings who did not complete their development at the same time as the gods. These beings were kept back as a class. They did not graduate, so to speak, but they are nevertheless very far ahead of humanity. These are the Luciferic beings and the instigators of higher spiritual independence in human beings. They educated human beings to rebel against the gods and form the part in human beings that does not nourish the gods. Consequently, Lucifer appears in the paradise legend as the snake. Jehovah's punishment indicates that, quote, with pain you will bring forth children, unquote. Lucifer's hosts continue to educate the intellect. What these beings had not achieved in the past, they made up for when the new form of marriage appeared. No longer did the blood involuntarily cause one to love. Love arose when there was harmony and agreement between souls. Considering this, we can understand the rule of Jehovah. He regulated blood relationships with proper laws. The ancient law created order among the people. 800 or 900 years before Christ, Lucifer became free, and the inner power of the soul began to unfold. Christ is the representative of the new order. The outer law was given on Mount Sinai. The inner law, grace, is given to those who have been freed by Christ. Such is human progress. The Luciferic principle must develop more and more in the human being. Science should be liberated through spiritual science. Science is deepened into wisdom. The name Lucifer points to the principle in independence. For this reason, Madame Blavatsky named her first periodical Lucifer, and for the same reason ours has the same name, in order to document this principle. The difference between races will be increasingly worn away, and the second sentence of the Theosophical Society's principles will become operative, to build the kernel of a brotherhood of human beings. The love arising from blood ties will increasingly be overcome, and people will seek soul connections more. Souls will find one another from great distances. The further development and transformation of the intellect will bring us new clairvoyance in the future. Overcoming altogether the love based on race, family, or blood ties leads at first to loneliness. The chela, or student, must be uprooted. The great overcoming of all love based on feelings of blood relationships is the function of the Luciferic principle. Now we have answers to questions after the lecture of April 29, 1906. The caste system in India was based on a knowledge of karma. The clairvoyant leaders of the Indians saw ahead of time to which caste individuals were karmically allotted, so that everyone was born into the appropriate caste. Because of marriage outside the family, people will increasingly develop their intellect, with which they will achieve a conscious clairvoyance. At the end of the sixth subrace, they will be divided into castes based on morality. All love based on blood ties will disappear with the next subrace. Nourishment will thereby disappear for the gods. They will increasingly withdraw from human beings and into higher stages of development. Humanity will be led further by masters who have, so to speak, risen through the ranks, consciously developing themselves at a faster rate. These divine leaders do not need the love of human beings for nourishment. Therefore, familial love will end. If the Luciferic principle had not gone into effect, the earth would gradually have become a dead and desolate cinder, like the moon. It should not be that way. Humanity itself will preserve it from this fate and transform it. When human beings first appeared on the earth, it did not yet look the way it does now. Lemuria did not have any dead, rigid metals or stones. Everything flowed. Rivers of metal flowed through the mountains, a fact that can still be recognized today. Miners, who are so intimately in touch with the depths of the earth, understand this and are therefore always the best spiritualists. Many plants were still animals at that time, and the milk that nourished human beings also flowed freely in rivers. As children, we unconsciously pass through this stage again, but we should return consciously to this form of nourishment. This fact is also comprehended in the sentence, quote, "Unless you become as children," end quote, Mark 10:14. Milk and vegetarian food awaken healing forces. Therefore, a physician in the future must be nourished in this way, that is, from everything that strives toward the sun. Indian physicians make themselves immune to snake bites by allowing themselves to be bitten by snakes in order to be able to heal such bites in others. Our nourishment will be mineral. Even now the physiological initiates are nourished by minerals. There are various initiates, those who teach wisdom and, among others, those who work on improving the bloodlines of humanity, the physiology. They do not need to be particularly smart. Only their understanding of physiology is very developed. From plants and animals, we should eat only what does not contain their own forces of life, therefore not the roots, not the flesh, but rather the fruits and milk and leaves. What grows above the earth, what the cow eats, is proper nourishment, what thrives in the sun. From the mineral kingdom, we should not eat what has precipitated, hence no salt, only water. Physiological esotericists guard over the transition of the bloodlines into the next race. In the last century, since Frederick the Great, we have been developing at a pace 10 times faster than in the 1,000 years from Charles the Great to Frederick the Great. Evolution will continue at a correspondingly faster rate. The 6th subrace is being formed in Russia. Not having faith is a great hindrance to development. Mercury is the body of certain great beings, one of which incarnated in Gautama Buddha. In the course of evolution, human beings will govern their bodies from outside, as a snail must carry its house with it, work on it, and transform it, as they now do unconsciously in sleep. The end of lecture 3.3 and the end of the 3rd section of The Christian Mystery.